Welcome to David Clark's We Are Superman podcast, episode number 143. I am your host, Bill Stahl, and this is The Power Play. I am recording this on the 4th of July, American Independence Day, and for the last few episodes, we've talked a lot about getting back out into racing, taking that plunge, and just doing it, whether you're ready or not, so to speak. And so I decided I'm going to put my money and my running shoes where my mouth is and take that plunge as well. And so I ran a 10K in Louisville, Colorado. I like 10Ks. That's what I kind of cut my teeth on in running when I wasn't running marathons. And this is actually the shortest race the first time I've run a race less than a marathon in exactly 5 years. I ran this exact same race 5 years ago. And, you know, it was a great experience, even though it was not perfect by any means. I had an eight-month-long battle with a hamstring pull. I had no idea that kind of injury could last that long. Leave it to me. I could make an injury last long. And dealing with this hamstring pull was really frustrating, but I've gotten back into training, and I've kind of crested here at the moment at just over 20 miles a week, so not a lot yet, but it's getting there. So I ran this 10K. Strange course for Colorado. In Colorado, most of our races, you run up and then you run down. And in this case, this course ran down and then ran up. So tried to hold myself back for the first half and then turn around. Coming back up, the last mile was super steep, and I think I was getting some head spins there, but finally made it to the finish line. Wasn't fast. It was fast enough to beat my age, which isn't saying much at this age anymore, but at least it was that. Third in my ancient age group, so got through and, you know, saw some people out there, kind of got back to the way racing should be, you know, before we hit the pandemic, so got to enjoy all that racing was all about, pushed myself some, and hopefully something to build on, especially as I hopefully get into longer distances. So kind of a fun thing for 4th of July. So I hope you guys had a great 4th yourselves. And today's episode focuses on one of the most famous speeches ever given. It was given on the 4th of July, 1939, by Lou Gehrig. It was the speech where he called himself the luckiest man on the face of the earth. In the face of having just been diagnosed with arterial lateral sclerosis, or ALS, as we know it today more as Lou Gehrig's disease. And he gave this at Yankee Stadium in front of a packed house. And before I get into that, I'm just going to editorialize here for just one quick moment on and something's been going on here lately with Sha'Carri Richardson, I should say, who is the American sprinter who was disqualified from or suspended for 30 days for turning in a positive marijuana test. And, you know, it's a shame. She would have been a great representative of the United States. I think everybody was looking forward to seeing her run against Shelly-Ann Frazier-Price. Did I get that right? She is the Jamaican sprinter with the double hyphenated names. But, you know, it was exciting watching her run in the trials, and it's a shame. She smoked marijuana, apparently, because of dealing with the grief of having lost her mother. And while, you know, certainly empathy on that, and, you know, I think it's kind of amazing. I didn't realize in this day and age that smoking marijuana still gets you disqualified. But obviously, every athlete going into the Olympics knows this already and follows the rules. And as much as I think it's probably a dumb rule, it is nevertheless a rule. And it was one followed by the 8,000 or so athletes are going to be at the Olympics. I think that's about how many are there, plus tens of thousands of others who attempted through their nation's trials to get into the Olympics. They all followed the rules, and you know, unfortunately, she broke the rule there. And I understand marijuana is not a PED. It's not a performance enhancer from what I can tell. But at the same time, it is a rule, and you know, it's unfortunate. So that's my take on the whole issue there. And, you know, like I say, it's a shame. The timing is bad. I mean, it's only a 30-day suspension as opposed to 2 years or 4 years that you would get for a PED, but the timing is unfortunate for her. So just kind of a sad deal, but unfortunately, it doesn't make sense to break the rules for one person. Again, all those other athletes followed the rules all along, and if you change the rule for one person, then you open up a whole Pandora's box. So, unfortunate, like I said. So, in any case, July 4th, 1939, Lou Gehrig, as I mentioned, gave his famous speech. The Yankees did it between games of a doubleheader they had against the Washington Senators. So there were 61,808 fans there. May have been a packed house anyway on a holiday with a doubleheader, but nevertheless, they were there to see Lou Gehrig make what turned out to be his last public appearance. And just for some background, Lou Gehrig had broken in with the Yankees on June 2nd, 1925. And coincidentally, or not coincidentally, but now June 2nd will always be Lou Gehrig Day throughout Major League Baseball. He also passed away on June 2nd, 1941. So June 2nd is an impactful day. So that will be Lou Gehrig Day forever in Major League Baseball. But in any case, he broke in that day. He took the place of a player named Wally Pipp, who never got in the lineup again. So it's actually become kind of part of our lexicon that if you basically get replaced and never come back, you got Wally Pipped. And so Lou Gehrig got into the lineup and obviously had a great career, never looked back. He played in 2,130 consecutive games, just an unbelievable mark. Every single game from 1925, that date, through 1939, didn't miss a game. You know, not many people show up for work that frequently or with that consistency every day. The record, of course, is broken by Cal Ripken Jr., but the way baseball is played these days, I am sure nobody will approach either one of those numbers of either Gehrig's or Ripken's. So he was a first baseman for the Gehrig was a first baseman for the New York Yankees, and in 1939, at the beginning of the season, he just was not playing very well. I think he had maybe one RBI. By April 30th, he went 0-for-4 in the ball game, and he went to his manager, Joe McCarthy, and asked to be taken out of the lineup. He said he was hurting the team. Of course, McCarthy said, no, you could never be hurting our team. But in you know, Lou Gehrig's mind, he was. So he pulled himself out of the lineup. That was actually the last time he ever played. He was the captain of the Yankees. He continued to travel with the team. When they went to Chicago a little bit later in the season, he made a side trip up to the Mayo Clinic in Minnesota and got the diagnosis of ALS and was given no more than 3 years to live after that. That was on June 19th, 1939, and subsequently, and that happened to be his 36th birthday as well, by the way. And so subsequently, like I said, they decided to honor him at Yankee Stadium on July 4th, 1939. Now, one thing I didn't know until I did some research on this project is that his entire speech was not recorded. Even though it was not very long, I mean, Lou Gehrig was very shy and didn't want to speak, even though he was being honored that day, and a lot of teams and individuals gave him gifts and such. It wasn't until manager Joe McCarthy encouraged him that he got in front of the microphone and gave a 275-word speech. And again, for whatever reason, the tape recorders weren't running for all of it. So I will interject here and there and read the remainder of his speech, which there is a record of what he said in between the audio clips that follow. So forthwith is Lou Gehrig's Luckiest Man on the Face of the Earth speech from July 4th, 1939.
For the past 2 weeks, you've been reading about a bad brag. Today, I consider myself the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Gehrig had meant to say that he got a bad break, but it came out saying he got a bad brag or drag or something like that. He continued on and said, I've been in ballparks for 17 years and have never received anything but kindness and encouragement from you fans.
When you look around, wouldn't you consider it privilege to associate yourself with such a fine-looking man as is standing in uniform in this ballpark today?
Sure, I'm lucky, Gehrig added. Who wouldn't consider it an honor to have known Jacob Rupert, also the builder of baseball's greatest empire, Ed Barrow, to have spent 6 years with that wonderful little fellow, Miller Huggins, then to have spent the next 9 years with that outstanding leader, that smart student of psychology, the best manager in baseball today, Joe McCarthy. Sure, I'm lucky. When the New York Giants, a team you would give your right arm to beat, and vice versa, sends you a gift, that's something. When everybody goes down to the groundskeepers and those boys in white coats remember you with trophies, that's something. When you have a wonderful mother-in-law who takes sides with you in squabbles with her own daughter, that's something. When you have a father and mother who work all of their lives so you can have an education and build your body, it's a blessing. When you have a wife who has been a tower of strength and shown more courage than you dreamed existed, that's the finest I know. So in closing, in saying
that I might have been given a bad break, but I've got an awful lot to live for. Thank you.
An incredibly brave speech, given the diagnosis that he received, and showing gratitude and thanks throughout. Just really amazing valedictory speech, not just for baseball, but one of the best speeches you will ever hear from a man in such an incredibly tough situation. Gehrig grew up in New York City, played baseball on the streets there, went on to play baseball for Columbia University in Manhattan, and he made his Yankees debut when he was just 19 years old. He was MVP of the American League by the age of 24. By the age of 30, he'd already hit 300 home runs on the way to a total of 496 home runs for his career. By the age of 35, he had already won 6 World Series rings, championships with the Yankees. He was voted by the writers, sports writers, on January 6, 1940, into the Hall of Fame, who felt it was important to make sure that he was inducted into that hallowed place before he passed away. And his number 4 was retired by the Yankees that same day, which was the first number retired by any sports franchise in the world. So just incredible, the honors that he received. Just 2 years after that speech that he gave, he passed away again on June 2nd, 1941. So I hope you enjoyed hearing this speech and hearing about Lou Gehrig. Appreciate your listening to the We Are Superman podcast, as always. And of course, please get vaccinated so we can all get back to the people and doing the things we love and always be positive.